From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. An attack in Afghanistan kills six NATO troops. A NATO spokesman has confirmed that a suicide bomber on a motorbike attacked a joint U.S.-Afghan patrol near Bagram Airfield, killing six NATO soldiers and wounding three others. Speaking with VOA's Ayaz Ghul just moments ago, revealed the attack itself goes beyond a body count.
It's interesting because that area north of Kabul is so secure and so sensitive. And this Bagram Air Base has been, from the beginning, under the U.S. control. And there has been quite the security has been really tight throughout these years. But this attack signifies, and it shows the ability of the Taliban to reach anywhere they want to. And that's quite a setback for the security measures in that province, which is north of Kabul, the Parwan province.
Michael Lawhorn, a spokesman for NATO's Resolute Support Base in Kabul, told VOA that an investigation is underway into the midday blast. The base is the largest U.S. military facility in Afghanistan. In a social media post, the Taliban claimed at least 19 people were killed, mostly U.S. soldiers. An Afghan provincial official took the extraordinary step Sunday of imploring Kabul on Facebook to send help immediately, warning southern Helmand province was in danger of falling to the Taliban. Deputy Provincial Governor Mohammad Jan Rasul Yar said at least 90 Afghan security force personnel had been killed in 2 days of fighting. South Asia analyst Jonah Blank of the RAND Corporation told VOA's Victor Beatty the use of social media in such a way is not unprecedented in Afghanistan.
The former head of Afghan intelligence also took to Facebook recently to express his displeasure with the government's approach.
This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama expressed confidence those opposing the Islamic State group will prevail and said he thinks there will be significant progress in that effort by the time he leaves office. In an interview with NPR News released on Monday, Mr. Obama called Islamic State a virulent, nasty organization.
It is also important for us to keep things in perspective. And this is not an organization that can destroy the United States. This is not a huge industrial power that can pose great risks to us institutionally or in a systematic way, but they can hurt us.
He stressed that the worst damage the militants could do would be if the United States were to change their way of life or to change their values. Iran is complaining that new U.S. travel restrictions on four countries, including Iran, violates the nuclear deal with six world powers. Visitors from 38 countries whose citizens do not need visas to come to the U.S. will now have to get one if they are also dual citizens from Iran, Iraq, Syria, and Sudan. Now, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said in a letter to Iranian Foreign Minister that the United States will fully adhere to its commitments under the nuclear deal. The Ethics Committee of football's governing body, FIFA, has banned the embattled president, Sepp Blatter, and his one-time protege from the sport for 8 years. FIFA has been involved in scandal after 14 FIFA officials were arrested in Zurich in May and charged in the United States with nearly 50 counts of corruption. The ban will likely derail Mr. Plantini's bid to succeed Blatter when elections are held in February. And India's Supreme Court has rejected an appeal to keep a young man in prison. He was one of six males who brutally raped a young woman. The court said on Monday that under the present law, detention cannot be extended beyond 3 years. Sunil Madhok was a lawyer for the petitioners, and he told observers to the proceedings that there are only two provisions under law as far as juveniles are concerned. One is detention and the other is rehabilitation. As far as detention is concerned, the court is constrained because there's no clear legislative sanction in the absence of that juvenile cannot be detained. 23-year-old Jody Singh died of severe organ failure after suffering internal injuries and brain damage in the Savage Gang rape that took place in December of 2012. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.